Item number 15, discussion and possible action on authorization for use of eminent domain to acquire easements for Granger Lake Intake and Pipeline Project. John Dixon.
Good afternoon. My name is John Dixon. I'm the property administrator for the Brazos River Authority. The next agenda item is due to changes brought on for eminent domain by Senate Bill 18. We brought a resolution to y'all last year that authorized Phil Ford to acquire all the necessary easements for our new Granger intake and pipeline project. Senate Bill 18 made some changes which were effective September 1st, 2011. And basically, we need to add some language into the resolution authorizing the use of eminent domain to acquire those easements. This is a map showing the new intake. The blue is the pipeline that will go down to the EWC-WTP, the East Williamson County Water Treatment Plant. We've got 17 parcels between the new intake and the water treatment facility. Oh, next slide. The yellow is the parcels which will be affected by the pipeline. We're acquiring a permanent and a temporary construction easement. The changes that we need to include, we need to name the Brazos River Authority in the resolution, state the basic description of the property, and describe the public use which we may use eminent domain to acquire. We've got 17 parcels. We've closed on five. We've got 12 remaining. Of those 12, two property owners own six of them. Several of the property owners have sent all the information to their attorneys, and negotiations are ongoing. Yes, sir. Basically, it's boiling down to
more money.
Well, fight.
We had a
paying by the rod, by the foot, or by the.
We're paying for the permanent easement 75% of fee, and for the temporary 30% of the fee value per acre value. Yes, and acreage values, we've got a high of about $10,000 per acre, and down to about
$4,500 to $10,000
is the high price per acre. Yeah, we've got a 5-acre track all the way up to a 144-acre track that these easements will be acquired from.
We had public comment last time concerning a gentleman.
Yeah, didn't we? But didn't we say that we were going to look at other routes and see if there were any other options for besides going?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. We did look at some other routes at the initiation of the project. We looked at going across the core property from the intake to the East Williamson County Water Treatment Facility, and we consulted with the core and received a letter that basically said as long as there's alternative routes, you can't use core property. And then we looked at property along the south side of 1331, but that requires two bores of the FM road, which could pose some problems later on if the road's widened or expanded.
It doesn't sit well with me that, you know, the Corps basically says we have to look at an alternate route, and our alternate route is, you know, private property. I mean, what recourse do we have with the Corps that says we need to use their land?
Well, candidly, we've gone back with a letter. We've tried to be fairly aggressive. One of the issues that I had, quite frankly, is timing on this project, and I would, I guess, turn to David Collinsworth on that. We can battle with the Corps, and there's some language in there that gives us some authority to do that, and I was certainly prepared to do that. But in talking with the folks down there on the project, my understanding is that the project is so imminent that we don't really have the time necessary to go through a long protracted deal with the Corps. David, am I correct about that?
Correct. It took us about 3 years to get the easement through the Corps property that we've got. To go back and to do, if we could get right away to go through the Corps, we'd have to do probably twice the amount of environmental work. So I would assume fast track would take us another year, a year and a half.
And Kerry, if you remember, the public comment last time was not so much don't take my land, it's pay a proper price.
But we did. We looked at six different routes, two of them being on federal property.
And I would point out with you that, I mean, in my term here, this is the first time we've done condemnation. I'm very much understand and respect the rights of property owners, so we try to avoid it wherever possible. And in fact, when we got with the firm that's doing the work for us, we told them to be reasonable, to try to work everything out that they could. But with regard to this core thing, that's the reason we're not pushing on that, is I think the time frame's not feasible, in that it would take us so long to get it remediated, the project would be so far behind schedule, then it would cause service problems for us.
This action on eminent domain deals with this property and this property only.
This project, yes.
David, what's the size of the water line?
48 inches.
48 inch.
They know that you've got that in your pocket. They might be no more either.
That's pretty fair.
Hey, Phil, one of the things we need to mention here is part of the reason why we're doing this project. Part of the reason why we're doing this project is because the existing intake location up here at the end of the lake
is low.
If it wasn't for the river channel, I think our intake would basically be out of water. We've got just a couple of feet of water above that intake structure. In fact, we've already made plans to dredge out to the lake if we have to, if this drought continues. Going down here gets us off into, how deep are we going to be, like 50 feet deep? Right down here across from the dam. So what the Corps gets you in is a trick, because as long as you've got an alternative, they're not going to let you go across their property, and as long as you have the power of eminent domain, you have an alternative.
This really is a pressing matter, because whether it's the drought and we're going to be out of water, or whether it's a few years ago where we had the flood and it took out the entire thing.
Yeah, the intake's in a horrible place, and we didn't pick that. That was part of the deal when we bought it.
This is a necessitated matter that we have to do something.
Can you tell me how the eminent domain will work? Will we get an appraisal, and will they get an appraisal?
Yes, sir. We've already gotten appraisals on all the parcels and supplied those to the property owners. That's a requirement from Senate Bill 18. What we will do, if we can't reach an agreement, we will send out a final notice or final offer letter. And then after that, we will proceed to the condemnation portion of the eminent domain proceeding. And what will happen, they'll appoint three lay people from the county. They'll sit on the commission. We'll put our case in front of them. The property owner will put theirs. And they'll rule on a determination of value, what the compensation should be. And at that time, the BRA will receive possession and can start construction. Now, if the property owner at that time wants to appeal and take it to a higher level, that's certainly their or if the BRA wants to appeal, if the award's too high. Either party can
appeal it if they.
Just for clarification, we're not buying any land. Are we buying an easement that goes out? And how far will the pipeline be buried?
I believe the pipeline will be about 4 feet deep to the top of the pipeline.
Are we imposing any restrictions over the surface of the
basically of the pipeline? No permanent improvements. We don't want any houses or barns or structures over it, but they'll be able to build a road, a driveway, utility crossings, fence it.
You'll reclaim all the right-of-way.
Yes, sir.
It's important when people hear eminent domain, you're taking my land and you're going to build something. Or
very emotional subject.
But this is just the use of this.
Yeah, we're just going back and actually doing a little house cleaning because of Senate Bill 18 authorizing Mr. Ford to let us initiate those proceedings. We had a resolution a year ago, but due to the changes brought on by Senate Bill 18, we want to go back and make sure we include all the language that they require. So we're gonna.
Is it true that it's only two property owners, or primarily two property owners?
No, there's 17 parcels, but they're owned by 12 different property owners. We've got one property owner that has four properties. And, for instance, they just haven't responded. We've mailed them out by certified mail, all the information. That's the way it goes.
Basically, you've got 50% of your easements done, roughly.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And like I say, it's an emotional subject, and it's not something that we like to do or necessarily want to do, but it's something we have to do.
How far off the of that farm to market road is it, and what's the nearest, I guess, house would, you know, from where we're planning on putting it?
The permanent easement is 40 feet, and the nearest house is going to be I've met with Mr. Hughes, and his house is probably 110 feet from the edge of the easement. Met with him a week ago, and he's going to be getting me some more information. We're trying to work with him the best we can. Our temporary easement is 60 foot, and on his property, we're reducing that to 20. We're not going to allow the contractor to string any pipe in front of his house. They've got to store it somewhere else. We're going to use soil separation across his property, and we're trying to accommodate him best we can.
One of the struggles that we have with a project like this in today's environment that we're in, you will not do a project like this without having to go to condemnation, because there are certain folks that at this stage of the game have dug their heels in, and you're not taking their property from them, period. And the truth is, these types of projects require us to go in and obtain access to private property. Unfortunately, that's just where we are.
John, do you have a resolution for us?
Yes, sir.
Could you please read that?
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to use the power of eminent domain to acquire the necessary real property interest in certain properties along the north side of Farm to Market Road 1331 from County Road 496 to approximately a half mile west of Granger Dam Road in Williamson County, Texas, for the purposes of installing and operating the necessary facilities, raw water transmission pipeline, and associated communication cables to supply water from the new Granger Lake intake located in the Corps of Engineers Wilson H. Fox Park to the Brazos River Authority's East Williamson County Water Treatment Plant.
For the reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Tallis, second by Ball. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
No.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears? Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
No.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much, John.